Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. So there's a guy who lives in a small town up in Vermont, and he asked the city if he could build a large garage on his property because he wanted to move his business there. He did an auto repair business, and he wanted to do it. He didn't want to have to drive to another town. He said, hey, I could just – and the town said no.
Right, zoning issue.
And I guess they talked to the neighbors and things like that. So you know what the man did?
I'm afraid to ask.
He spent $4,000 on a giant statue of a giant middle finger.
Yeah.
He's giving the whole town the middle finger. His name is Ted Pelkey, and he lives in Westford, Vermont. And he was so upset that they wouldn't let him build a big garage on his own property so he could do his auto business, his auto repair business there at his house. When they said no, he's letting the town know how he feels about it, and it's a giant middle finger. And some people all laughed, but the majority of the people in that small town in Vermont said, wait a minute, my kids can see that when we're driving by there.
Right.
It's a giant...
As if kids don't do that to each other in school all day long, but...
Well, if you ever wondered what a giant statue of a hand giving a middle finger would cost, it costs about $4,000.
Hmm.
And they can see it, because like I said, it's a small town. They could see it pretty much throughout the entire town.
I wasn't planning on spending that much on you for Christmas, but let me rethink that.
Yep.
Well, the real ironic thing is when the pigeons land and fly around and do their business. When the birds fly around, the bird.
Yep, they wouldn't give him his permit, and his regular hand and his regular finger wasn't good enough, so... He said, I'm going to let these people know how I really feel about that. Bastards. Here on Bayou 95.7.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And, I've been doing radio much of my adult life, and I did it in college as well. And every time I think that, boy, there's really nothing that I could see anymore that would shock me, I see a story that, well, kind of shocks me. And this happened in New Orleans. This story broke yesterday out of our great city. Man arrested after posing as handicapped brother and asking for diaper changes. This is incredible. A 29-year-old guy who lives in New Orleans. His name is Rutledge. His friends call him Rory Diaz. He got himself arrested because he used apps and social media advertisements to obtain home health care for his mentally and physically handicapped younger brother, who was 18 years old, he would say, Corey. He'd say, I've got this physically and mentally handicapped brother. He's 18. His name's Corey. He needs care.
So we have Corey and Rory.
Yeah, he needs care.
Do we know why Rutledge goes by Rory?
Don't.
All right.
So he would use social media and he would use healthcare apps. And upon arranging for a home healthcare provider, it was Rutledge Rory Diaz who would pose as his mentally and physically handicapped younger brother, Corey. There was no younger brother.
Ah.
The 29-year-old was posing as the 18-year-old mentally and physically handicapped person who needed the home health care. And then when the home health care provider would show up, he would say, "You have to change my diaper," and he would crap his pants. And the home health care provider would have to change his adult diaper. And this would sexually arouse the 29-year-old New Orleans resident. This is what he did.
Rutledge Rory Corey Diaz now.
You know, when we've done some stories where people get off sexually on things that not only make you scratch your head, but make you facepalm. I'm always the one that say, you know, if that's what did it for me, if that's what it was that turned me on, I'd kill myself. I would go to a bridge and I would jump off a bridge and I would commit suicide.
And see, I dispute that because that's just not the human makeup. I mean, your predilections, I don't think, supersede your number one urge beyond food and water and all that. But that all goes under the category of survival. Self-survival. So I dispute that.
With all of the...
You're wired a little bit differently, so...
With all of the attractive women out there, well, with all of the, you know, pretty and good-looking women, this is what does it for you. You pretend you're mentally and physically disabled. You get a home health care nurse to come to your house to change it. Were you wearing an adult diaper and you crapping it, and then them changing it is what makes you go gah. You know, there are people with unique things
like that
that make them go gah, and most of them you could say, wow, that's like someone with a foot fetish. You know, someone you're like, wow, there's a really attractive woman who's standing right in front of you, but for you to get turned on, you go right to her feet and her shoes, and you start rubbing them and looking at them and going, da, da, da. Now, that's unique. But you know what? It's fairly harmless. This...
Well, unless you have athlete's foot.
This right here, not harmless. You get a person or people who think that they are home health care providers, they show up at your house and you have them change your dirty adult diaper as you're posing as your mentally and physically handicapped younger brother. Because that's what does it for you. You know, it's like the toilet cam men we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The guys who get excited when they hook up webcams,
surveillance to
watch women or men
or both
go to the bathroom, go sit on a toilet and go to the bathroom. Now,
right.
That's one of the ones that I've said, you know, if watching people go to the bathroom, if that's what did it for me, I'd kill myself.
It doesn't work that way.
I'd kill myself.
No, it doesn't work that way. You when you have one of these psychoses or whatever you want to call it, it's you're making it like the end of The Exorcist, where Father Karras says, "Come into me, till he tells the demon, come into me. And all of a sudden he's possessed. And then he jumps out the window and falls down the 200 stairs there at in Georgetown, D.C. It doesn't work that way.
The Louisiana State Police SVU, Special Victims Unit,
I love that show.
Arrested this guy two nights ago, Wednesday night. And they brought him over here to the all-new and improved Orleans Parish Prison 2.0, where he is right now. And boy, you know, a lot of the people that are in the New Orleans jail here, they shot somebody, they robbed somebody. I don't know if they're going to let this guy around those guys.
Right. That's going to make for what kind of an icebreaker. Does one side or the other proffer
to
the other? Exactly.
Well, I pretended I was my non-existent younger brother who had mental and physical handicaps, and I would call up home health care nurses and have them come to my house so they could change my adult diapers because that's what did it for me sexually.
Right.
I bet you the other guys in the Orleans Parish Prison, the New Orleans jail, they would run away. They would, at first,
make one mistake. You know, I have sex with one animal.
No.
Well, that's what I've always said. In this day and age with the internet and Google, you know, you do one thing like that, and forever now, when you Google this guy's name, Rutledge Rory
Corey
Diaz, DEAS, his mugshot will pop up. Maybe a dirty diaper might pop up next to the mugshot.
Maybe an ad for diapers, you know, with the way geo-targeting works.
Anytime this guy goes to apply for a job, that's what employers do. Let me see your resume, okay? What's your name? Let me just throw your name in the Google box here and see. Wow! He's going to have to explain that. There's more on this story coming up. His next-door neighbors who were friends with him, who had no idea who was doing any of this, were interviewed by local media. They're moving. They may move out of the city of New Orleans. They are so freaked out right now. They used to have pizza parties with him. Pizza parties!
I may move, and I don't even live in Orleans Parish.
Stay tuned for that coming up here on Bayou 95.7. I slept with Jennifer Lawrence. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock. You would think most doctors are good people, good human beings. You would think most doctors became doctors because they wanted to help people. Although in any group of people, you're always going to get your scumbags. And this doctor in South Dakota is in all kinds of trouble. Because he made millions of dollars performing unnecessary surgeries. He's a neurosurgeon in South Dakota, Dr. Wilson Asfora. And he made millions of dollars by performing unnecessary and invasive surgeries in order to profit from medical devices in which he had a financial interest. He would tell these patients they would come in to see him. And even though there was nothing wrong with them, because he would say, look, you need this surgery. And then not only do you need this surgery, you need this device, which I have a financial interest. He didn't say that, which I have a financial interest in. You need this device to be put inside your spine, to be put inside other places of your body. He carried out operations using medical devices he invented and also received kickbacks from other medical companies whose devices he used. Again, all without ever telling of those arrangements to the patients. Boy, again, you know, you look at doctors. I've always looked at doctors a little bit different than I've looked at than I look at everybody else. I look at doctors and radio people a little bit different than I look at everybody else. For completely different reasons.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you put them both in that upper echelon, up in that rarefied air, doctors and DJs.
No, God. No, for completely different reasons. But yeah. I do. I, 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 look at doctors as people that you think, wow, you know, they're special people. I mean, this guy's a neurosurgeon. This guy could operate on your brain.
Whether you need it or not.
This particular guy right here. We'll see what happens to this guy. But boy, oh boy, how could you go so wrong? And especially brain surgeons, neurosurgeons. I mean, just hold your hand out right now. I'm pretty steady. My hand's pretty steady. But there are some people, they shake just by holding their hands out. And here's this guy operating on people's brains and then putting stuff in their body that they don't need, all because he wants to charge them a lot of money because he has a financial interest in it. Boy, oh boy, even though you're a doctor, some doctors can't get to hell fast enough. All right, coming up, should someone be able to get a license plate that says, I am God? There's a lot of people, and including states that issue these, they say no. Some guy we're going to tell you about a guy that took this to one of the highest levels because he's an atheist, and he wanted to get an I'm God license plate. And we'll tell you what happened here on Bayou 95.7.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. What would you do if you were driving down the road and you saw a car with the license plate, I'm God? You know that some people like their vanity license plates. But there's a guy in Kentucky who's trying to get this license plate for the last 3 years, but the powers that be in Kentucky, they say, no, you're not God. You can't get this license plate. As a matter of fact, the man is not God. He's an atheist. And his name is Ben Hart. And he set out over 3 years ago in 2016 in the state of Kentucky to get a license plate to put on his car that says, I'm God. And he's doing so because, again, he's an atheist. But his request was denied by the state transportation department on the basis that it violated anti-discrimination guidelines. He was then backed by the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU of Kentucky, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation, that's the FFRF, joined the ACLU. And they got involved to help Mr. Hart, Ben Hart, challenge the decision. And then in a court decision 2 days ago on Wednesday, the judge ruled that vanity plates are private speech protected by the First Amendment and that the state had violated Ben Hart's rights by denying him the license plate. So a judge ruled that he's allowed to have a vanity license plate on the back of his car that says, I'm God.
Well, now I know that it is standard in all states that you can't have punctuation, so he would not have I apostrophe M.
It just
God.
Says
it would,
I am God.
Right, or he could, I guess, depending on Kentucky's rules. You know, that's the Commonwealth of Kentucky. He could have I am, I guess, space God. I just put this into the Louisiana Office of Motor Vehicles has a personalized late inquiry, and you can't have that here in Louisiana either.
We could do an entire show. We could do four and a half hour John Osterlin Morning Show on
typing in
vanity license plates, which ones you can have, which
sure.
ones you can't have, which ones people have tried. But this I'm God is interesting. And then evidently this guy, Ben Hart, used to live in Ohio. And he had the I'm God license plate in Ohio. They didn't put him through all of this
right.
that Kentucky put him through. And then a picture of him kneeling down at the back of his car next to his I'm God license plate from the state of Ohio while he was living there. That picture is out there. I'm looking at that now. And what's funny about that is the I'm God license plate, at the bottom of that license plate, it reads One Nation Under God.
Well, and the double whammy about Ohio is they require tags on both the front and back end of the car. So you get I'm God coming and going in that particular case.
If you're listening right now, do you agree with that judge? He ruled that this is his freedom of speech. This is his freedom of expression. The Constitution in the United States, the First Amendment, protects that. Do you agree with that? Or do you agree with the state of Kentucky saying, wait a minute here. Wait a minute, is Kentucky a commonwealth?
Yes.
All right.
So, I said that.
I knew you heard that somewhere.
I did. Yeah.
Because I used to live in a commonwealth, the People's Republic of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. A little bit different.
Do you agree with the judge who said, yeah, you can have the I'm God license plate for the atheist? Or do you agree with the Commonwealth of Kentucky trying to fight him from getting that? Should this guy be driving around with a license plate that says, I'm God? I really don't care. If this guy's an atheist and he wants to show people that he's an atheist, he wants to put a license plate on his car that says, I'm God. Doesn't he have the right to do that? Isn't this the land of the free?
Here is what you cannot put, you cannot request on a personalized plate in the state of Louisiana. Amateur radio call signs, no. You can't have special symbols, as we mentioned. You can't have a duplicate of an active personalized plate. No more than 7 letters and or numbers. No ethnic, racial, vulgar, or indecent connotations, which may be offensive to good taste and decency. No patented logos. And you cannot use the number 1 substituted for the letter I, nor 0 for O. I wanted to get a plate that said Indy 500, and you can't do that Louisiana.
My problem with vanity license plates, there's so many lunatics on the road. I wouldn't want people to be able to just grab my license plate and, you know, really quick by looking at it, and then they could go maybe try to find me.
Right.
Because there's a lot of crazy people. You see road rage, you see these nuts.
Sure.
Especially lately in Popeye's chicken parking lots. You see these crazy people.
Well, not only that, but being in the media, being on the air, I mean, it's I don't talk about my vehicle. I don't talk about my, you know, I don't give out my address, God forbid. We have to have some anonymity.
Text us if you have an opinion on this. Our text number is 504-260-9595. And please do not text while you're driving.
Yes. Standard data and message rates apply.
Coming up on the show, we have more details about one of the most disturbing arrests in recent New Orleans history that happened Wednesday night on a man who was posing as his mentally and physically handicapped younger brother, all to get home health care nurses to come to his house and change his adult diapers for sexual gratification.
His soiled adult diapers.
Soiled my Friday, to be honest with you, when I saw that story. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock. Coming up next, we'll look at today in history on this show we call the segment Why Today Doesn't Suck. Suck is next on Bayou 95.7.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. It's time for us to now look at today in history. And we call the segment
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
November 15th. It was today in 2001.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Microsoft releases Xbox gaming console. know, today people woke up and for the first time they could go get, they can go buy an Xbox gaming console. And boy, are you an Xbox fan?
Well, you know me, I'm all PlayStation all the way. Well, I've never touched an Xbox, never owned one.
That's why I ask, because people who love video games either play Xbox or they play...
I wonder how much... PlayStation. I wonder how much crossover there is. Don't really know. I've never owned an Xbox.
Well, today in 2001 was the first day that anybody could have owned an Xbox. November 15th. It was today in 1968.
Why today doesn't suck.
Hubert Humphrey.
No. I'm sorry. Make that 1969. I missed
Why
it.
Why today doesn't suck.
Hubert Humphrey.
No. Janis Joplin. Hmm. She got arrested for using obscene language. She was playing live in Tampa, Florida. And when a policeman tried to control the crowd with a bullhorn, she then swore at the policeman. She said, don't bleep with those people. Hey, mister. She told him, what you so uptight about? Did you buy a $5 ticket? When she requested to tell the audience to, she was requested to tell the audience to sit down by the cops. Janis Joplin said, I'm not telling them bleep. So swearing on stage in 1969 was a pretty big deal.
Right.
And so they arrested her.
Well, I mean, it could be now, depending on municipality laws, whether or not they're enforced. That's one thing. But I would imagine that in most cities, there is some, on the books, there is some regulation about that, just as far as whether it's indecency or what's my other... I can't think of the other, not inciting a riot, but disturbing the peace. I mean, there's a variety of things that could fall under.
They arrested her, but then they later dropped the charges, which was interesting.
Right.
November 15th.
And it killed her, sadly.
It was today in 1992.
Why today doesn't suck.
Ozzy Osbourne swears that show...
Well, see, he's swearing too.
That show... Tonight, in 1992, in Costa Mesa, California, will be his last concert ever. and he convinced his old bandmates, because Black Sabbath's Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler, and Bill Ward all showed up, and they hopped up on stage with him. But that was in 1992, and we know that Ozzy has performed a lot of concerts
dozens,
since then.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, earlier this week, or was it late last week, Ozzy released a new song, which got some good reviews. November 15th. Finally, it was today in 1965.
Why today doesn't suck.
Craig Breedlove sets the new land speed record. He did it in Bonneville Salt Flats. Well, at Bonneville Salt Flats. That's in Utah. He's a 28-year-old Californian, Craig Breedlove. Sets a new land speed record.
Probably over 300 miles an hour, I'm going to guess.
You can multiply that by two.
Wow. Okay.
600.601 miles an hour in his car, the Spirit of America, which costs $250,000. That was a lot more money in 1965 than it is today. And it was powered by a surplus engine from a Navy jet.
Wow.
Yeah,
that will put your ass back in the seat. We'll put it that way.
And he was ahead of his time. He actually drove across the desert twice that day, since international world record rules required a car to make 2 timed 1 mile runs in 1 hour.
Right.
And so he had to do that. And people didn't know if he was going to survive or not. He had to do it twice. Imagine that. You drive 600 miles an hour once in 1965. You break the land speed record. And then they say, okay, because of international law or records, you got to do it again.
Right.
Man, after I did it the first time, I would have done a quick shot in a beer. And I would have said, wait a minute. I survived that. What do you mean I got to do that again? Actually, during his first trip.
Now alcohol and alcohol don't mix.
During the first trip, Breedlove hit 593 miles an hour.
Right.
So it was that second trip that got him those extra 7 miles an hour and got him over 600 miles an hour.
Hmm.
And the highest rate that he hit was actually 608.201 mile an hour. And boy, that was a big day. And that's the segment that we call
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Did you see the Monday Night Football game last night?
I went to bed early, so me, myself, and I did not.
The third to last play of the game, when the game was already over, there was only 8 seconds left. One of the members of the Cleveland Browns could have killed the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. As a matter of fact, they're still mulling an attempted murder charge. Did you see the play? He took the quarterback's helmet off of him, and then he hit him over the head with his own helmet. Hit him over his bare head.
We'll have the play-by-play call and reaction from Baker Mayfield, the Cleveland quarterback.
If you don't want to wait, you can go see that video now on our website. This could be an attempted murder charge on Bayou957.com. Bayou95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Did you watch any of Thursday night NFL football last night? And look, I know the Thursday night game, it's great for ratings and they make money, but it's horrible for the players. Because a lot of times it's not until Thursday when the NFL players are getting recovered from the previous Sunday's games. But anyways,
well, it just messes everything up because Tuesday is their traditional off day, then Wednesday practice, and then to play the game on Thursday if they just played on, they tried to like space it out with bye weeks and everything, but it doesn't always work out that way.
No, and I mean, it's good for the fans because it's an NFL game on Thursday.
Well,
it's great for degenerate gamblers. It's something to bet on.
It hasn't been great as far as whoever's picking these games. I mean, they've been stinkers. Now, last night's game, the Steelers and Browns, nobody knows in July or whenever they slot these games, nobody knows that Roethlisberger is going to be out for the season by this point, but it is what it is.
Yeah, and after last year, people thought the Cleveland Browns had finally turned the corner, but then they got off to a slow start this year. But the Cleveland Browns won last night. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers by two touchdowns. But what happened at the end of a game, some are saying that this could be an attempted murder charge on one of the Cleveland Browns. There was only a few seconds left in the game. The game was already over. Cleveland's up by 14 points. Pittsburgh's got the ball, but they're backed up way deep in their own territory. There's 10 seconds left in the game. The game's already over. That's when the Cleveland Browns defensive end, Myles Garrett, who's a great player, took down rookie backup Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph. And then while they were on the ground, there was a little bit of a wrestling match going on. And
then there's trash talking, of course.
Trash talking. But as they're getting up, the defensive player, Myles Garrett for the Browns, he takes the helmet off of the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. And now he's holding the helmet in his hand. And then the quarterback gets in his face. And then all of a sudden, Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns hits the young quarterback, the rookie quarterback, Mason Rudolph of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He hits him over his bare head with his own helmet. He had already taken the helmet off of him, and then he hit him over the head with his own helmet. That could kill somebody.
It sounded like this last night on Fox, NFL Thursday Night Football.
There's a flag as, Mason Rudolph got into it.
Get out of there.
Believe Myles Garrett, they're swinging a helmet?
Yeah, there'll be some ejections.
Well, he tackled Rudolph. Rudolph didn't like the way that he was tackled.
Oh, man.
Rips the helmet off Rudolph's head and then eventually swings it and hits him in the head. And then Ogunjobi comes up and hits Rudolph from behind.
Beyond words,
oh,
Joe.
Gosh, that's one of the worst things I've ever seen on a professional sports field.
I hate that anybody even has to watch this.
Of course, on Sunday, they'll play the highlights over and over and over and over, but we hate that anyone has to watch this.
Well, it was extremely rough. If you haven't seen the video, we have it on our website at Bayou957.com. Some are saying they want an attempted murder charge filed against Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns. Because, again, he takes the helmet off of the quarterback, and then he hits him over his bare head with his own helmet that he just took off.
And this is, I don't know how to describe this, and if you're driving now, make a mental note and check it out at your desk when you get to work, or check it out on your phone when you pull up to park. But this is not just kind of taking the helmet and making like a passing motion. This is if you took the helmet think of it as being like at your waist, and then you swing over the top in that arc and just clock the guy on the crown of his head.
He wound up.
With a football. Yes, exactly right.
He wound up.
He did a wind up.
Yeah.
And here's the pitch, and right on top of his head.
I don't know what.
I don't know how it didn't knock him out right there.
Yeah. And not only that, there was still 8 seconds left, and they had to go back on and he had to get behind the center, and he went down to one knee. The game was over at that point. But he had to line up again and take another snap after just getting whacked in his bare head with his own helmet. I don't know what the NFL is going to do. Myles Garrett is a really good player for Cleveland. This is going to have to cost him some games, some time. I mean, when Joe Buck says it's the worst thing he's ever seen on the field, that's saying something. That guy calls football games, baseball games. I couldn't believe it either. And there are some that think an attempted murder charge should be filed.
Here's Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield after the game.
That's inexcusable. I don't care, rivalry or not. We can't do that. That's kind of the history of, you know, what's been going on here lately, hurting yourself. And that's just endangering the other team. That's inexcusable. He knows that. I hope he does now. The reality is he's going to get suspended. We don't know how long, and that hurts our team. And we can't do that. We can't continue to hurt this team.
And they're playing in 2 weeks. They're playing again in 2 weeks because they're in the same division. They're big rivals. They play twice a year. So go check that out if you haven't seen it yet. I'm a big sports fan, and I've never seen anything like that before. That was, and they were winning.
Right.
It's not like Cleveland was, they were about to win the game.
Right. So it was ugly. It was one of the ugliest things I've seen. Again, I didn't see it live, but I was watching it this morning, and it's just, wow, you can't believe what's about to happen, and it does.
Again, if you haven't seen it, and when you watch it, think in the back of your head, should the Cleveland, Ohio police arrest one of their defensive studs, Myles Garrett, and charge him with attempted murder? Some are saying that. They want that because he could have killed them.
Right.
And again, if you haven't seen the video, go watch it. It's on our website right now, Bayou957.com. Bayou95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And yesterday here in New Orleans, someone got arrested, and there's no doubt that this story is not only going to go viral all over America, this story is going to go viral all over the globe. This arrest, horrible. A 29-year-old New Orleans resident named Rutledge Diaz, D-E-A-S. His friends call him Rory. He got arrested for posing as his mentally and physically handicapped 18-year-old younger brother named Corey, and then going online and using apps to get home health care workers to come to his house and change his adult diaper. And he did it because that's what did it for him sexually. There was never, ever a younger brother. This was all one person, a 29-year-old guy who lives in New Orleans, Rutledge Rory Diaz, D-E-A-S. He would go online and he would use apps and he would scam home health care workers, saying, I have this younger mentally and physically handicapped brother, and he needs home health care, including he needs his adult diaper changed. So they would show up, the home health care nurses, and it was him. And he pretended to be mentally handicapped. He pretended to be physically handicapped. The only thing he didn't pretend was dropping deuces in his adult diaper. That's the only thing that he didn't pretend.
Yeah, that's hard to fake.
I've said this before and I'll say it again, and I know Brewster disagrees with me, but if that's what did it for me, if that's what got me excited, I'd kill myself. Brewster always says no, because you wouldn't have the wherewithal to know that that's so disgusting that you would kill yourself because of that.
Right. Your feelings of self-preservation would keep you from feeling like you say you jump off a bridge. I don't think it would work that way.
I
support your wanting to do that.
I say the same thing when we do stories about toilet cam men, guys that get excited by watching people go to the bathroom, and they set up webcams so they could watch people go to the bathroom, and that's what does it for them. I got to be honest with you, I don't know how I'd live with myself if watching people go to the bathroom is what did it for me. You know, I'm all for different strokes for different folks. That's great. There's a lot of unique things that turn people on. There are many things that turn people on that would make other people repulsed. I always wondered about the foot fetishist. You've got this beautiful woman standing in front of you, and you want to make a beeline right to her foot. Right to her high heels, and just start playing with her feet. That's what does it for you. So this guy got arrested, and this happened on Wednesday night. He was arrested by the Louisiana State Police SVU, the Special Victims Unit. He's been in Orleans Parish Prison here, the New Orleans Jail 2.0, the all new and improved New Orleans Jail. He's been in there for the last 2 days. They better keep this guy away from, because most of the people that are in the New Orleans jail, they shot somebody in the face or they robbed somebody, carjacked. I couldn't imagine this guy being thrown into a cell with somebody and the guy looking at him saying, what did you do to get in here? Well, I pretended I was an 18-year-old mentally disabled and physically disabled person so I could get home health care workers to come to my house and change my adult diaper. I couldn't imagine him saying that to any of his cellmates in there without getting jacked. And we better keep an eye on this sicko when he's over there in the OPP. And talk about someone who can't get to hell fast enough. You're pretending to be a non-existent, mentally ill and physically ill person. You're saying it's your younger brother who doesn't exist. And you're having home health care workers come to your house to change your adult diaper. Wow. I don't know if it can get much worse than that. Neighbors were interviewed. Neighbors of this guy. And they're shocked after he was arrested for doing this. A couple neighbors, they did not want to be identified. They said they had just been trying to be good neighbors to someone that they thought was shy. They said their neighbor, who they knew as Rutt, would ask for rides to the grocery store, and he would invite them over to share a pizza. Quote, he was just eating. We were just talking. He was the one eating. That's when his skin started to look really bad, they said. They realized they had no idea who Rutt really was when they heard police arrest him this week. They didn't know until one of our local news organizations told them who he was and what he did. And one of the neighbors said, quote, I'm about to throw up. Just wow. Not like I expected it. But the things he would talk about, I'm like, oh, I should have seen this coming. And his neighbors are horrified, and now they're saying that they want to move.
I want to move.
look at all the people that this guy took advantage of. The home health care workers. You know, they do God's work. They're the ones that have to show up at this guy's house, and they think they're helping an 18-year-old mentally handicapped, physically handicapped person change their clothes and change their diapers. But it was all a scam. It was a 28-year-old guy, a 29-year-old guy, actually, who had nothing wrong with him.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Well,
wow. All right, coming up on the show. That woman who was born in the United States and then was radicalized online to become pro-ISIS, anti-American, and who did a lot of things online, anti-American, told people how to kill people. Remember, she left and she married an ISIS fighter. She had his baby. She's from Alabama. Remember that story? She's back in the news. And a judge just ruled if she should be allowed to come back into this country or not. Wait till you hear this coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. The Saints announced yesterday that $450 million worth of renovations are going to be done to the Superdome, the 44-year-old stadium. When new stadiums now are costing $1 billion, they're spending almost half that to refurbish and renovate the Superdome. Improvements will be larger concourses, more bathrooms. Ramps will be replaced by stairs, escalators, and elevators. You know, when you're walking up the ramps,
sure,
to get to the upper levels, they're all going to be replaced by stairs, escalators, and elevators.
Cool.
You're also going to see new club lounges, end zone level luxury boxes, and they're saying it's going to be done by 2024, that's when the next Super Bowl is going to be here. Gail Benson and the Saints are paying $150 million of the $450 million. Are the taxpayers paying the rest? And, by the way, this renovation cost $114 million less. As a matter of fact, the hurricane, post-Hurricane Katrina renovations cost $114 million less than this. So hopefully the new Superdome will be beautiful. Here on Bayou 95.7.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And a woman who we've talked about on this show before is back in the news. Do you remember Hoda Muthanna? She is the woman from Alabama. She's born in America, who was radicalized online, and then she left America. She fell in love with an ISIS fighter. She traveled to Syria to not only hook up with the ISIS fighter, but to also join ISIS as well. She had a baby, and she said online she was telling people how to kill Americans. She was totally anti-American. Well, her husband, the ISIS fighter, was killed. Luckily, good thing. And she wants to come back to the United States. She's been living in a refugee camp in Syria. And the reason she's in the news again is because yesterday a judge ruled, no, you're not an American citizen. you can't come back. A federal judge yesterday ruled that that American-born woman, Hoda Muthanna, who had traveled to Syria to join ISIS, marry an ISIS fighter, get knocked up with his his child. No, you're not an American citizen. The president said he doesn't want her back. And so her family, her parents, were challenging the federal government's ruling, the federal government's decision, saying, no, we don't want you back. You can stay over there. I actually, a few weeks ago, saw a news video interview with her. And she was in a tent. She's in Syria. There's bombs going off. And she's saying, I made a mistake. I want to come home to the United States. Now, I agree. I agree with what our president, what our federal government said. No, we don't want you back. Stay over there. And I agree with the judges, the federal judge ruling yesterday that, no, you're not an American citizen anymore. You made your decision. But what I feel bad for is the two-year-old child now. That poor two-year-old didn't ask to be born into any of this crap. I mean, I have a problem with people who are so easily, quote-unquote, radicalized online, who could be sitting on their couch or on their bed in their bedroom, and they're going to different websites, and all of a sudden, oh, yeah, you know, what ISIS is saying makes sense to me now. And, you know, I agree with them. I think we should kill as many innocent Americans as possible. And that's what she was doing. She was doing that online. She was telling people, hey, this is how easy it is, and this is how you should go about killing as many Americans as you possibly can. That's the decision she made. In her right mind, as an adult, she made that decision. She was the one who fell in love with an anti-American ISIS terrorist. She's the one that packed up from Alabama and moved over to Syria to be with her ISIS-fighting man. She's the one that let that guy knock her up with her baby. And now all of a sudden, after he was killed, she says, boy, I made a mistake. I want to come home. What do you think if you're listening? Her family says, you know, America is a place of second chances. We Americans believe in second chances. All right, look, if I have no problem with them, our authorities, and not letting her back in this country, and the federal judge yesterday ruling, no, you're not an American citizen. You did all of this. You joined ISIS, for God's sake. Or as she would say, Muhammad's sake. I feel bad for the two-year-old. If they were going to let her come back into this country, let the grandparents take the two-year-old and raise the two-year-old and put her in prison for several years, if they decide to let her back. If you're listening right now, what do you think? Again, I don't have any issue with her being stuck over there, because now she's in a refugee camp and she's getting death threats from ISIS because she has repudiated that terrorist group ever since her husband got killed, and now she's stuck over there in a tent in a field in Syria with her two-year-old in a refugee camp. One more time, I have no problem with our government, our federal government, our president saying, no, we don't want you back in this country. Stay out. And I have no problem with what the federal judge ruled yesterday. No, you're not an American citizen. Stay out. The only thing that's sticking in the back of my mind is that poor two-year-old kid. That's the only thing that I'm thinking about. This child didn't ask for any of this, and now this two-year-old is stuck living in a tent in Syria in a refugee camp. So do you agree with me? Either keep them out, whatever, sorry two-year-old, or if you feel bad for the two-year-old,
All right, let them come back, have the grandparents take custody of the two-year-old and throw her in a jail for at least 10 years for what she did. How do you feel about this? If you're listening right now, we'd like you to text us. Our text line is 260-9595. Please do not text while driving. And if you're keep your text short and sweet, and if it's good, we'll read it on the air here at Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. We were just telling you about the woman from Alabama, the United States citizen, 25-year-old Hoda Muthanna, who they say was radicalized online, whatever. But she decided to leave America, go to Syria, join ISIS. She fell in love with an ISIS guy, had his baby. The ISIS terrorist was killed. Now she wants to come home. Our president has said, no, we don't want you here, even though you're an American citizen. And yesterday, a federal judge ruled that the U.S.-born Alabama woman who joined ISIS is not an American citizen. And we asked you, how do you feel about that? Text us.
The text will, as always, be separated by this sound so that you know where one begins and one ends. And this the texts start like this. No second chances for treason. If she was allowed to come back here, she would have to be tried for treason, and the penalty for treason is death. She made her bed. She can lie in it. Unfortunately, the child is stuck in all this. I agree with you. Let her back. Take the kid and put her away. Keep her out. I would let her come home, and she stays. She's an enemy now. I feel sorry for any two-year-old trapped in Syria with bombs dropping around them, not just the ones whose mother has defected from Alabama. Bring the child here, letting the child live with family and have a better life. Do not put her in a prison where they will have to pay for her upkeep.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, I had mentioned that I recently saw a video interview with her. She's living in a tent in Syria, and she's living on some compound because ISIS now wants to kill her now that she's turned against them. And I said, look, I really don't care what happens to her. I just feel bad for that two-year-old. He didn't ask for any of this.
I agree. Give the child to the grandparents, but I don't think she deserves to see the light of day after she gets here. Bring her back, let her rot for treason, and let the two-year-old be raised as an American. Unfortunately, this Hoda woman has chosen a path for her life. I do feel like you. Sorry for the child, but why should we bring her back and waste our tax dollars to put her in jail for a limited amount of time? You say to give this child a better life. Her hand may not have done it, but 10 years is not long enough for all the lives she took. And finally, the last one says, oh, hell no.
Yeah, because she went online telling as many people as she could how to kill as many Americans, innocent Americans, as they possibly can. And I said, I have no issue with our federal government, with the president saying, you don't want her here. I have no issue with the federal judge yesterday saying, no, you're not an American citizen. I just felt bad for the two-year-old. So that's why I said, you know, if you want to bring them back, have the grandparents, because it's the grandparents who were challenging our federal government keeping her out of the country.
Right.
If you want to give the two-year-old to the grandparents to raise, but you got to throw her in a prison for a very, very long time. You're right, treason. And you were an adult when you made this decision. And I know her parents keep saying and the grandparents keep saying, aren't we a country of second chances? But when it comes to treason, really? No. Interesting case there. All right, coming up next, we'll tell you the dumbest thing. And since it's Friday, we'll have a runner-up. The dumbest things we read all week.
Yes.
Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. The classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show.
Elton John coming to the Smoothie King Center for his second annual appearance on the three-year-long Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. It's going to be June 24th, 2020 at the Smoothie King Center. If you'd like to be there, go to the website and click on Santa Sack, and you'll find a link there for your a form there for you to fill out, register for your chance to win tickets to see Elton John.
That's our website, bayou957.com. Yes.
What did I say?
You just said go to the website.
Oh, the website?
Yeah.
Our website.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that. It's the encore of his farewell tour.
Yes, his second annual.
Some people enjoy longer goodbyes than others.
Yes, they do. I'm disappointed because Mrs. Brewster and I are going to be away. We'll be actually on an Alaska cruise when he's here. So not meant to be, but that's maybe he'll come back in 2021 as well. I don't know.
All right.
Look at the time.
Since it's just about 8:35.
What's the pollen count? You know, the temperature or the pollen count? Or
well, Monday through Thursday at this time, we tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Friday at this time, we tell you the dumbest things we read all week.
I need you to stall for 48 more seconds so we can be exactly 8:35. No, don't.
Really, well, you have a runner-up.
I have a runner-up.
What do you got over there?
It is the fact that you can soon eat Twinkies. Wait for it. For breakfast, Twinkies fanatics are in for a real breakfast treat. Twinkie maker Hostess is teaming up with Post Cereals to bring you the next breakfast of champions, Twinkies cereal. According to a press release from Post, the sugary cereal will replicate the iconic snack's golden color and oblong shape. It will appear on grocery store shelves nationwide sometime late next month, December. The Post Hostess Twinkie cereal, as it's being called, that just rolls mellifluously, serendipitously off the tongue. I'll try it again. The Post Hostess Twinkie cereal, as it's being called, will be slightly higher in calories than a single Twinkie. Oh, boy. A one-cup serving.
If it was socially acceptable, I'd eat cereal for lunch and dinner.
You're like Jerry Seinfeld in that way. He was a big cereal fan.
Love cereal.
It is so expensive. That's the thing I don't understand about most cereals. It is just outrageously expensive. A one-cup serving, I can tell you that on the diet that I should follow, cereal, like about a quarter cup, not one cup. But anyway, it will clock in at a whopping 180 calories. That's just the cereal. As opposed to a single Twinkie's 150 calories, Josh Yons, Post's brand manager of cereal partnerships, said they're simply giving the people what they want. Now, we had a story earlier this week that people are drinking less cow's milk. In fact, one of, if not the nation's largest dairy, Dean Foods, had a significant, like 80% drop in their stock value simply because of that. So
they're going bankrupt.
People are drinking less cow's milk. We know that people are eating less red meat, adding more tasty salads to their diets as well. But they claim that, quote, we conducted multiple consumer tests and the new Twinkie cereal delivered, Mr. Yons revealed. While the cereal Twinkies won't be filled with cream filling, the company is confident in the product's taste. We think fans will find it not only tastes great with milk, but also outside the bowl. There you go. Turning the country's most popular snack into a breakfast cereal is a great way to celebrate Twinkie's 90th birthday coming up next year. Of course, famous for its long shelf life in story and jokes, the Twinkie was created during the Great Depression when a manager of the Continental Baking Plant in Illinois replaced out-of-season strawberries with banana cream because Twinkies originally had banana cream filling rather than just the vanilla or that nasty lard-like substance in the middle. When Hostess, and I mean that in a good way, when Hostess filed for bankruptcy and temporarily shuttered production in 2012, customers were left searching high and low, searching for that cream-filled snack. So there you go.
You know, our runner-up for the dumbest thing we read all week. Yes. And I gotta be honest with you, Bruce.
That's pretty dumb.
As someone who loves cereal...
You didn't find that so dumb.
I'll be honest with you. No, I'm a little bit offended.
Well, maybe we'll do the most mouth-watering thing that you heard all week.
Well, we're going to have little Twinkies now for breakfast cereal. They'll join. What's the one with the chocolate chip cookies? Cookie Crisp? They basically have little chocolate chip cookies that are breakfast cereal.
There's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That stuff's good, too.
After that, I don't eat much cereal. I like granola. I'm old school. Mm. And tree bark. I like to eat bark right off the tree.
All right, so here's the dumbest thing I read all week.
I feel like I failed you. I tried to find something dumb, and you found it hunger-inducing.
If I didn't love cereal as much as I do, I would find that dumb. Because who wants to eat little Twinkie as breakfast cereal with milk? But I would like that.
But how do you feel about Twinkies? Are you a Twinkie fan? I don't think I've eaten a Twinkie in 50 years.
I'm a fan. I don't eat much of them, but I'm a fan.
When's the last time you had a Twinkie? Just ballpark.
probably about a year ago, and someone had an extra one. I didn't go out and buy the Twinkie with my own money. I bummed one off of somebody.
We're talking about Twinkies. My favorite of that variety. Stop the music. We'll start that over. My favorite variety of that would be Hostess Ding Dongs, like the little chocolate and devil's food. If you put a Hostess Ding Dong in the freezer, thank me later. And
Yeah, I love all that stuff, and that's why a few years ago I got the diabetes, and that's why now I got to keep an eye on all the sugar that goes in me.
And that is a technical medical term, the diabetes. Mm. And now back to you.
Here's the dumbest thing that I read all week. Loud fart gives away suspect's hiding spot, leads to arrest. This happened in Clay County, Missouri.
Alrighty.
When tracking down a suspect, law enforcement might use a canine to track down a scent. This was not necessary for a recent arrest in the state of Missouri. According to the Clay County, Missouri Sheriff's Office, Liberty, Missouri police were searching for a person who was wanted on a felony arrest warrant. The person was wanted for possession of a controlled substance. The suspect ran from police, and the suspect hid to avoid police, but apparently let out a fart so loudly it gave up his hiding spot. That's what it says right here in the police report.
Hmm.
The police were looking for him in a field, because Missouri's got a lot of fields.
Yes. Clay County would be the Kansas City side, by the way.
Yeah, and they were looking, and they were just about ready to wrap things up. They couldn't find the guy. And then suddenly, through the fields, through the wind, it was a cold Missouri Tuesday.
Wait, I don't have music for that.
They heard a loud fart.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked around, and all the cops looked at each other. They said, that wasn't me. Was that you? No, that wasn't me. No. And they said, follow that scent and that sound. And sure enough, there was the one guy laying in a field. They wouldn't have found him unless he farted.
Right. Oh, what a happy ending.
Quote, we've got to give props to the Liberty, Missouri Police Department for using their senses to sniff him out. Remember earlier in the week we did that story about the French inventor who says if you have a farting problem, you could take pills and it'll make those farts smell like flowers or
yes.
chocolates or a Carolina pine forest.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Well, anyways, the loud fart that gave away the suspect's hiding spot in Missouri that led to his arrest. It's the dumbest thing that I read all week. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. Coming up next, it's our commercial free ride. And we're going to tell you about a guy that fought for 3 years to get a vanity license plate. 3 years! God was involved. Stay tuned here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And we have a new feature. It's called Dear John. You can go to our website, bayou957.com, click on the Dear John icon, and you can ask me a question if you want some advice. You could make a statement. I mean, you could ask a question about your life, about our lives, about your situation, about the radio show, the radio station.
Please remember that John Osterling is not an attorney.
No, but yesterday I told a story about how I got to find some place to live because the apartment building I've been living in for the last 3 years in the warehouse district here in New Orleans, my apartment, which I absolutely love, we all were told we've got to get out because the building, the people that own the building say they can make more money if they just rent it out for vacation rentals, basically like Airbnb, that kind of thing. So I got to find a new place to live, and I was bummed out about that. And I asked you, did you ever get kicked out of a house for a reason that wasn't your fault and you mm-hmm. had nothing to do with? Ashley clicked on the Dear John icon on our website, and she said she was living with her very young 6-month-old son, living in an apartment, paying rent. Problem is, when they paid the rent to the landlord was not paying the bank for the mortgage on that.
Oops.
And so they just, someone knocked on their door one day and kicked her and her 6-month-old
out of their apartment. They were able to find another place to live, and I'm sure I'll be able to find another place to live, even though it's like, around the holidays.
Hey, you! Leave the jacket and get out!
And she said, that's the craziest way I ever had to move out of a place. Thank you, Ashley, for your response. Mm-hmm. And again, if you want to be a part of Dear John, we appreciate it. Just go to our website, buyu957.com, click on the link, and ask us a question or make a statement about whatever you want.
Please remember that John Osterling is not a medical doctor.
Hmm. Did you see this story about this female musician who's playing halftime of the Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving Day game? She's playing the halftime show. Her name is Ellie Goulding. She's really good looking. But now she's threatened to back out of her halftime performance during the Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving Day game because they're associated with the Salvation Army. And people have told her that the Salvation Army, because they're in with Christian organizations, that they're anti-LGBTQ. And so now, musician, she's a singer, Ellie...
It's Goulding.
Goulding.
Yeah.
She said, unless the Salvation Army makes a donation or a public statement about how they are pro-LGBTQ, she is going to back out and not perform at this year's Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving Day for the halftime show.
I predict she'll be told, bye, Felicia.
She's ripping the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army! They do God's work! Evidently, she got a bunch of complaints saying, look, the Cowboys are so tied in closely and tightly with the Salvation Army. Didn't you know that the Salvation Army, because they're Christian, they hate gays? And they're against LGBTQ people? So because she got messages like that, she said she's going to back out of her halftime performance. I mean, the Salvation Army, what an incredible organization they are. Do you know how many children and homeless people that they have helped house, feed, clothe, and she's ripping them because they're also rooted in Christian beliefs, and those Christian beliefs, according to the people who complained to Ellie Goulding, they're anti-LGBTQ. When the Salvation Army heard about this,
they nearly dropped their bells.
No, they said, slow down here. They said they don't care. They don't care about what anyone's sexuality, gender identity is. All they want to do is continue to help the people who need help. That's all the Salvation Army said about this. But now this singer is saying, come on, Salvation Army, either make a donation to an LGBTQ group or make a statement saying you're pro-LGBT. She's telling the Salvation Army what to do. The Salvation Army has helped countless people for many, 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 many years. Isn't this something, how people's Christian beliefs are to other people, they're haters? Because they have Christian beliefs, that means they must be haters.
That's enough.
Boy, oh boy. She is easy on the eyes, though. Here on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.